This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, as we're all trying to cut through the smog and the dust out there from the Canadian wildfires, more people enter the race for President of the United States of America. Yes, Chris Christie, Mike Pence, a virtual rogues gallery of former Trump loyalists. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today, 855-839-1210, and on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here today. It's a busy, busy afternoon, as it always is. Christie compares Trump to the Harry Potter villain Voldemort as his president. And then, of course, Trump hit back at him. So we'll get into that a little bit. He also broke out an impression of Donald Trump last night, which was a little bit cringeworthy, to say the least. Just a tad cringeworthy. No question about it. And on the national front, you know, the White House is still blaming Ukraine for who blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And yet, it's so funny that they're doing this at the very same time that they assured us that it was impossible that anybody could blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And now suddenly it seems to be Ukraine that did it, probably with our taxpayer dollars. I'm not buying this. I think we did it, and we need an investigation. That's what we need. Now, in the wake of this of these fires that are raging right now, and maybe you're dealing with this, maybe you're seeing it, kids' practices are getting canceled. Schools are not letting kids go outside and play. There's an unhealthy air alert that goes from Ottawa, Burlington, Rochester, the upstate New York, down to Washington, and our area is encompassed in this as well. Some parts of that are actually, they're saying, severe unhealthy. Like, don't even breathe. Just get a breathing machine. But for where we are, they say it's unhealthy if you're exposed for long periods of time, and if you're a child. I had lunch outside today, and I was fine. I mean, it was a little bit annoying because I have allergies, but I didn't drop dead or anything, and I saw some people playing golf, so I don't know. But this is going to continue a little bit, maybe till tomorrow or possibly the day after, as the dense veil of smoke blankets the northeast skies. The one thing that I do know, though, as much as this might be interfering with your day-to-day, since our part of the country right now seems to be kind of ground zero for this, it's really not climate change. It's just wildfires. I mean, wildfires burn. Fires burn in forests. It's how forests clear themselves. And this has been going on since the dawn of forests. I mean, it just happens. And yet, immediately, the usual suspects like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others come out and start screaming about climate change. Man-child Justin Trudeau starts screaming about climate change. Yes, they're all doing it, you know. They're all doing it because, well, I mean, it's a great opportunity. Anytime there's a storm, anytime there's anything they can blame on climate change, they're going to do it. Of course they're going to do it. Why wouldn't they do it? There's nothing that you can point to that says this is because of climate change. But again, that's the point. You don't have to prove it, because how can you disprove it? You can't. So whatever they tell you, you can't disprove it. I mean, COVID lab leak theory. They go, oh, it's from a wet market. It came from an undercooked bat burger. No, it didn't. Well, then prove I'm wrong. Well, I can't get into the lab. How can I know? Exactly. So then I might as well be right. And they do this all the time. And whenever there is a convenient excuse to turn around and blame climate change for something, East Coast choking in the skies, unhealthy, the worst air quality right now, Scranton, Pennsylvania, it's hazardous, Allentown, PA, a little bit north of us right now, New York City, it's hazardous. Although in New York City, the plus side is, in New York City, the air is so dense right now, you can't see people mug you. So there's that. You know, as they're mugging you in the dense fog, you don't even see it. It looks like something out of a Batman movie. So you just feel better after they've taken all your stuff. It's kind of nice in that respect. In Philadelphia, they can't carjack anymore today because every car looks like a junker because it's all covered in dust. So they don't even know what the good car is anymore. So they've actually taken a day off from carjacking. All right, well, that's not true. Of course, they're... I mean, nothing's going to stop them from carjacking, obviously. But yeah, very hazardous air and all around us. But climate change? And then they go, well, it's unhealthier in the cities because there's not as many trees. Right. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Yes, okay. But it's also not as bad as being surrounded by trees in a forest in Canada, which is on fire. So yeah, you got to think about it from that perspective, right? You got to think about, all right, the air's bad in a city because there's not as much cross breeze from the trees and the trees aren't absorbing as much, but still not as bad as being in the forest, the Adirondack Park right now, where there's so many trees and they're probably on fire right now. So just keep that in mind, too, as you think about all this. But it's always going to be climate change is the excuse for anything. It really is. When you've got a crisis or a fake crisis, and then you have the opportunity to ratchet that up, and something like this happens, oh, well, then you don't waste any time. You immediately go for it. That's what the left has learned. Remember, never let a crisis go to waste. The Saul Alinsky playbook. The Saul Alinsky playbook. New York City hits worst air quality in recorded history because of wildfires. This is an odd event. This is not something that's going to happen regularly. Just like the California wildfires of the last couple of years. There are periods where it gets very dry, and some idiot will throw a cigarette out the window or something like that, and boom, spark a wildfire. Or it'll just happen. Because, yes, forest fires can just happen. They don't need a man or a woman or somebody who's... I should also mention to you, as I'm thinking about that, I had a doctor's appointment today. Just a checkup, dermatologist. Every year I go just to make sure there's no skin cancer or anything like that, because my dad had some issues with that. So I just go every year. They check me for all my skin, take off any skin tags they see or anything like that, freeze some ugly black things on my back that aren't cancerous, thank God, so they just fall off, you know? Well, I'm waiting for the doctor, Dr. Green, who's a great guy and a listener, by the way, and a customer of Cherry Hill Volvo. And as I'm waiting for him, the nurse comes in and she does the usual things, you know, you're dressed the same, your phone number the same, any medications, anything new? And she goes, and now the following two questions we're required to ask you by the state of New Jersey, but it's optional. You don't have to answer. Now, what I laughed about that was, well, of course it's optional. How are you going to force me to answer? What are you going to do? Deny me medical care? Put me in prison? Beat me? Of course it's optional, but they tell you that. You know, that's the thing. They go, these two questions we have to ask you by law, but it's optional. Of course it's optional. You're going to force me to say anything I don't want to say. Question one. What is your perceived gender? Do you think or do you feel you're more of a man or a woman? I kid you not. Do you feel like you're more of a man or a woman? This is what the nurse says to me. And you can tell she's trying her best to get through this. And I said to her, I know that I'm a man. And she said, okay. And she checked the box. Next question is, what is your sexual orientation? And I just stared at her. And I said, is this multiple choice? Are you going to give me a list here? Or she goes, no, just tell us. I said, okay, I'm straight. She said, okay, thanks very much. She left the room. That was that. But I just thought it was funny that we're now asking this. What is the gender that you feel like you are? And then what would change about that, actually? That's what I can't figure out either. I mean, if you're a woman, you're sitting there and you're about to get a breast cancer exam, and the nurse comes in and goes, are you a man or a woman? And the woman says, I feel more like a man. The doctor's still going to check you for breast cancer. He's still going to check you. The gynecologist is still going to check you to make sure you don't have ovarian cancer or anything like that. Nothing changes. So what's the point of asking this question? It's not like all of a sudden they go, oh, well, then you know what? We can cancel your appointment. Since you're a man, we don't have to worry about doing these things to you anymore. So we're good. You can go home. You have the rest of the day to yourself. Or if you're sitting there in the doc's office and he's about to put the fist up where, you know, where the sun don't shine, going to use the whole fist, doc, Moon River. And the doc says to you, are you male or female? And you go, I feel more like female. The doctor doesn't then turn around and go, all right, well, we can skip the prostate check. Please feel free to make your way back to the waiting room. And there's snacks. You know, what changes? What is the purpose of asking this question? What changes? Nothing. But it's the woke state of New Jersey. Just like these woke lefty states. They ask nonsense for no point. There's no scientific point to it. I mean, there's a virtue signaling woke point to it. Although I think the numbers are going to be so low of people that identify as transgender that it's probably silly for them to even keep track of. But this is what they do. And again, nothing would change in that moment. The doctor may come in and go, oh, hello, ma'am, if I had said I feel more like a woman. But it's not going to change the medical care I receive. But the left does this stuff all the time. They do things that are so silly and pointless. And you just sit there and go, what the hell was the point of that? What was the point of them telling me why should I tell them what my sexual orientation is? And yes, I know it's voluntarily. I don't have to answer. But what are they going to do if I say the right answer? Is the nurse going to ask me for a date? Is the doctor going to ask me out? I mean, I'm still married. So what changes here by knowing my sexual orientation? Is there a special hangout room? Like if I said to them, I'm bisexual, they'd be like, well, it's a good thing you let us know because we don't tell everybody this. But since you said the code word, go to the back where it says staff only, walk in there. There is one hell of a party going on right now. But we had to make sure you'd fit in. So go ahead. It's like a whole swingers thing back there. Go ahead. And nothing changes. Why do they ask these questions? These invasive, personal, pointless, moronic questions. And then but the prefacing it with the, and of course now, Mr. Zioli, you don't have to answer. And I felt like saying to them, well, you just call me Mr. before you ask me what my gender is, before you ask me if I feel like a woman. So, you know, I'm a little offended right now. They don't even, but then again, I noticed something. So I went back to the lobby. And I was waiting in the waiting room for a minute because I wanted to observe more carefully as they call people's names out. In the past, they would go, Mr. So-and-so or something. But then at HIPAA, they don't really do last names anymore. So they just say first names, you know, Patrick, Suzanne, whatever. And I thought about that from the perspective of maybe your name denotes a gender that is not consistent with your preferred sex. And you just put an X on the line. And then when they come out, they go, X, X, X. And then I raise my hand and go, that's me. I'm Mr. X. I'm just going to try it next time. That's all. Just for my own personal amusement, because why not, you know? So as we discuss all this craziness in the world right now with woke and everything else, I keep thinking about the latest controversy regarding science. Because climate change, if you right now don't look at the wildfire smoke blotting out the sun in certain places, like I'm watching on Fox News, and it looks like Los Angeles does with the smog that Los Angeles has all the time. You can't really see the buildings. And last night, my son had baseball, won his playoff game, and I noticed that the sun looked like a red fireball up in the sky. I thought it was cool. And some people were wondering on Twitter, was this the, they had some forest fires in South Jersey over the weekend down by Bass River and some other places. The Pine Barrens burn all the time. Usually it's people burning them down to hide evidence of where they buried the bodies. But a lot of times it's just forest fires because they're very thick forest fire, you know, forest down there. So I noticed the sun was a little bit red. You got this hazy smoke blotting everything out, and it's getting a little bit tough to breathe and everything. And I said to myself, I know that this is going to lead to calls for climate change legislation. And sure enough, AOC pushes the Green New Deal in response to the wildfire smoke blanketing New York City. So once again, she comes out and says, what we need to do is we need to make sure that we can deal with climate change because of this situation. It is a moment to seize. It is never something where you step back and go, does this have anything to do with anything we're talking about? Because that would be a wasted opportunity. That would be a wasted opportunity, so you can't do that, obviously. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and on her Twitter page, which is at Rep AOC, she says, Republicans are so afraid of democracy, they want to disenfranchise predominantly black voters who have been disenfranchised for as far back as when black people were enslaved in the USA. This has nothing to do with election integrity. This is about racial control. I kept thinking about, she's still part of a party, the Democrat Party, that is the party that was the one doing the enslaving back then. And they haven't been canceled yet. You know, the Democrat Party writ large has not been canceled. I mean, maybe at some point they will, but not now, not yet. They haven't been yet. So now she's coming out and saying, if you're exposed to the current air quality in New York City for 24 hours, it will be equivalent to smoking about 6 cigarettes. I kept thinking to myself, that's it? Only 6? That's not that bad. I mean, no, really, I thought it was going to be worse. I thought it'd be worse than that. I thought if you're exposed to this air, the way that they're carrying on about this, I figured that they were going to say, it's like you took your mouth, put it at the back of a tailpipe of a truck, and let just breathe it all in for an hour or two. That's what I thought they were going to say. 6 cigarettes? We're all panicking over that for 6 cigarettes? She says, between New York City and wildfire smoke and this in Puerto Rico, it bears repeating how unprepared we are for climate crisis. We must adapt our food systems, energy grids, infrastructure, healthcare, etc., ASAP for what's to come and catch up to what is already here. Hashtag Green New Deal. I don't know. I do give them credit. I do give them credit for seizing the opportunity to come out and grandstand and use histrionic words and actions. This problem of this air quality is going to be here for another couple of hours, possibly another day. And then everybody's going to get back to work. Everybody's going to be fine. Life will go on. And yes, there'll be more wildfires because it's nature. And this is what nature does. And there's nothing you can do to change that because it's nature. It's just the reality of life. It just is the way it is. But whether it's a bad storm or it's a wildfire, it's now an excuse to come and regulate you in your life. Ban gas stoves, force you to drive an electric vehicle that you may not want to drive, tell you where you can live, tell you the mode of transportation, et cetera, et cetera. It's just another opportunity for them to control your lives. These tyrants will always look for the chance to meddle. You notice that? They'll look for a chance to meddle and tell you what to do, tell you how to be, and tell you what to think. And climate change is their holy grail. There's nothing more sacred than that, in their opinion. Nothing. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Well, it's great to be with you this afternoon. We got a lot to talk about. The presidential race is heating up, no question about it. And I'll give you the latest on Chris Christie, Mike Pence, the rest of the B team that is now entering the race for president of the United States of America. But I want to tell you about my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Down there, the air is beautiful. I don't know exactly how it is at the moment, but most of the time when you're not dealing with Canadian wildfires, it is one of the most beautiful, pristine areas to go. It really is. The beaches are gorgeous. The Grand Hotel is a great hotel. Huge, giant, outdoor heated pool, big indoor heated pool as well. And there's so much to do in Cape May. You and your family are going to love it. And now's the time to make lifetime memories by booking a vacation at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. They have these wonderful townhouses. You know, we stayed there. They have 3 bedrooms, a full kitchen, 2 bathrooms, a big outdoor patio overlooking the ocean. It's great. And you could stay there with a couple families too. You could even combine them. It's so many options. And the Grand Hotel, what also is cool, is they've got cabanas. You can get food delivered right to your beach chair. And every room comes with 2 beach chairs per room. So you'll be able to sit on the beach, enjoy it. You can get drinks at the outdoor pool bar, dinner at Hemingway's restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if you are thinking about a wedding and you want to have your dream wedding on the ocean front, well, there's no place better than the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, because it's absolutely gorgeous there. And Caitlin, my friend, will help you plan a wedding that you will never forget. Truly a wedding of your dreams. So reach out to them today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com and do it today. Don't wait, because they'll sell out. They always do every summer. And you don't want to miss out on this. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.